Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for July 25th, 2024. Feast of St. James, Apostle. Called to be servants. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Introductory prayer. Lord Jesus, in spite of my many failures, I know you continue to call me. Your Spirit continues to guide me. I trust in you, love you, and praise you for all your gifts to me. Amen. Petition. Lord Jesus, grant me a renewed sensitivity to the deepest needs of others. First reflection, called to serve. In an era of Catholicism in which catchphrases such as called to serve have been overused to the point of becoming cliches, we risk forgetting how central service is to the Christian life. The minutes of our lives are consumed in an incessant cascade of apparently important and urgent things to do. Doesn't it happen, however, that in the midst of all this, we actually miss any number of opportunities to serve? Called to serve, yes, but we miss the call, and our service gets sidelined. If service to my brothers and sisters is not an ordinary element of my daily life as a Christian, I can be sure that I have succumbed to self-deception or taken a critically wrong turn somewhere. Second reflection, a continuation of Christ. We are called to give ourselves unreservedly to others as a continuation of Christ. A continuation of Christ. Now, wouldn't that make a wonderful epitaph? For truly, if our Christian service is not a prolongation, an extension of Jesus' love, if we are not giving him to others, if those whom we serve are not discovering him in us, then our service is simply not service. It might be philanthropy, it might be empathy, but it falls short of genuine Christian service if those whom we serve do not discover Christ in us. Like John the Baptist, we must become less so that Jesus can become more in us, so that our brothers and sisters are not cheated out of encountering that Christ whom they secretly long to discover in each of us. Third reflection, what service means. Here, it will be helpful simply to examine ourselves on some of the essentials of Christian service. Is my daily life characterized by a concern for the genuine good of others and by a readiness to do all the good I can for my brothers and sisters? Do I actually engage in daily acts of service, whether big or small? Do I examine myself frequently on the sin of omission? Do I strive in carrying out the ordinary service required by my state in life, to do so with extraordinary deliberateness and full conscious self-giving? Conversation with Christ. Father, you call me to serve, and I know that service also means suffering at times. If suffering is to be a part of your plan for me, give me the grace to collaborate with Christ your Son in the salvation of souls by offering that suffering generously to you. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Resolution. Out of love for Christ, present in the least of my brothers and sisters, I will examine myself on what genuine Christian service means to me in practice, and what place it usually has in my daily life.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.